我们今天晚上从提摩太后前书第二章当中的地方开始。
We'll begin tonight in the middle of chapter 2 of 1 Timothy.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为当保罗把他在神面前所看见的交通给提摩太以后，
When after Paul shared to Timothy what he saw before God,
那当然他所看见的是环境上的一些混乱。
What he seen was some confusion in the circumstances.
但是他仍然提醒提摩太，心向神是敞开的。
But he reminded Timothy that his heart to be open towards God.
那敞开到一个什么地步呢
？Open to what state?
把地上的众人都包括在里边。
It includes everyone on the earth.
虽然有许多人还不认识神
Even though many do not know God
但是在祷告的服事里面是求神把这些人都放在他的纪念里
But in the service of prayer we ask God to put these men in the prayer
如果不是神的旨意
If it's not the will of God
不允许地上任何的事物发生一些难处叫神的儿女们失去了环境上的平安
He would not cause anything for matters on this earth to happen that would cause children of God to lose the peace.
好，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
圣灵用保罗在这里提到求环境上的平安。
The Spirit used Paul to talk about asking for peace.
不是为了人在那里享用安逸。
It's not just for men to receive the rest.
乃是让地上能有一个稳定的可以传福音的环境
But there should be a peaceful and quiet environment for which the gospel can be spread
而要叫人多有机会来接触神的福音
That people can have the opportunity to come upon the gospel of God
正如我们读旧约的时候
Just as we read the Old Testament
我们看到神的灵感动以色列人
We saw how the Spirit of Godprovoked or has prompted the Israelites
让他们知道为耶路撒冷求平安
to ask for peace in Jerusalem
那为耶路撒冷求平安是为了他们安逸吗
to ask for peace in Jerusalem is it for their own wealthfulness
不是
it's not
乃是让耶路撒冷能有一个稳定的环境让神很确实的在他的百姓中间做工
But so that it will cause Jerusalem to have a stable environment to let God work
显明神的同在
To reveal God's presence
显明神的荣耀
Reveal God's glory
我们承认许多时候人求平安是为了自己的安逸
We confess many times people ask for peace is for their own goodness
但是神让我们去求平安乃是为了他自己要做工的环境没有拦阻
But when God asks us to ask for peace it's so that his environment that God can work in without hindrance
那么我们今天晚上就从第八节开始
Tonight we'll start at verse 8
从字句上面来看
From the words themselves
好像是告诉人怎样来度过他们日常的生活
It's as if it's saying how man has to live his daily living
当然里面好像有点内容也是属灵的
Even though the content here seems to be spiritual
当你看进去的时候
But as you read on
我们就发觉在这些指导的生活的指导的底下
We will find that in these guidelines in living
不是像字句的表面那么简单
It's not just as simple as the words themselves
而是透过这些字句所表明的那个意思是引到一些属灵的实际
But through the meaning of these words we lead us to spiritual reality
而这些属灵的实际和教会如何在混乱中仍然能维持着安定 很有关系。
And this spirituality related to how the church in the hostile environment can still be stable.
好，我们看看开头那一节，就是好像对着男人来说话。
So we look at verse 8, it seems to be talking about men.
而这里怎么说呢？
And what does it say there?
然后说，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
我就说，就绝对不是因为男人很容易发怒，所以才说这样的一句话。
It's not because men are easily provoked to wrath that God wrote this.
而我们承认男人发怒的那个机会，或者说那个可能性，是一般来说是比女人高。
But we confess that in certain cases, men have a higher degree of having wrath than women do.
一下就关火了。
In a moment of time, they'll be angry.
但是这里说，我让男人无愤怒，绝对不是说你不要发脾气啊。
When Paul wrote, "Men without wrath," doesn't mean that men cannot get angry.
你不要让你的怒气发作出来啊。
Do not let your wrath come out from you.
如果是这样的话，
if it's like that,
那么人就很苦。
Then man will be very pitiful.
因为怒气要发出来。
Because he wants to be.
但是又不能让它出来。
But you cannot let it go.
就闷在里边。
It just sticks inside of you.
那就把人闷死了。
And then it will kill the man inside.
啊，但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他说这样的话。
When he spoke this.
不是叫我们只是看见那个表面。的那个要求，
it's not just to see the requirement on the surface，
而是把我们引到生命的深处。
That will lead us into the depth of life.
我可以很简单的对 David 说，
I can tell David very simply，
你不要愤怒，
do not have wrath。
他就跟我说，
and he will tell me，
我也不想愤怒，
I do not like to be。
有些时候没办法不愤怒，
but sometimes it's I cannot but have wrath。
问题就在这。
The problem lies here.
不要愤怒。
Do not have wrath.
但是又不能不愤怒。
But we cannot be without wrath.
在不能不愤怒的环境里头不愤怒，你看怎么能叫这个事实写得出来？
In an environment that we have to have wrath and we cannot have wrath, how can we manifest ourselves?
接下去就是也没有争论。
And then it goes on saying, do not have doubting or debating.
啊，就是你看到人中间最常常发生的就是争论。
And we see that amongst men, it's easy for them to have arguments.
如果没有争论，天下太平。
If there's no arguments, then all the earth will be peaceful.
但是你很难找到一个没有争论的时间和空间。
But it's very hard to find space and time without arguments.
不仅是说那个政治人物在那里是常常争论。
It's not just to say that politicians have arguments with one another.
就是我们在日常生活里边就有很多很多的争论。
Then in our daily living, we have many arguments.
最简单来说，在家里吃饭，烧个小菜。
Very simply, when we are cooking a meal at home,
一个人说要咸一点。
One person wants it to be a little bit
salty. 另一个人说要淡一点。
The other person wants it to be less salty.
这有一个人说不能太淡，也不能太咸。
Another says not too salty and not enough salt.
就是说你看，光是那么小的事情就已经许多的话了。
And just these simple things, there are many arguments.
你怎么能无争论呢？
How can you have no arguments?
但是主的话就是说，无愤怒，无争论。
But the word of God says no wrath and no argument.
我们就要向神问说，怎么样才能无愤怒，无争论？
We want to ask God, how can we have no wrath and arguments?
弟兄姊妹们，如果就着亚当的天然啊，如果有一个不会争论、不会愤怒的人，那这个人大概是死掉的人。
In the Adamic nature, one who is without wrath and arguments, he should be one who's already dead.
那你既然是如此，那神说这个话做什么？
Because of that, why did God want to say this?
但感谢神。
We thank God.
如果神的儿女们不能进到这样的一种光景，神也不像我们说这些话。
If God knows that children of God cannot enter into this day, He would not tell this to them.
因为我们有可能给带到这样的光景。
Because we have the possibility to be led into this kind of state.
主就向人说这些话。
Therefore, the Lord told us.
我们留意那个争论的小字。
And let us look at the little words under argument.
小字就是做疑惑。
This little word in Chinese version says to have doubt.
那其实就是一个事情的两面。
This is both sides of the same coin.
你就是因为有疑惑，你不能接受，所以才发生争论。
Because you have doubt, you cannot accept it, then you have argument.
那因此，我们就看到了为什么会有争论呢？
Therefore, we see why there are arguments.
我怀疑这个事情没有结果。
I doubt that this thing will not have results.
或者说我怀疑你的动机不正确。
I doubt your motivation.
我怀疑这个方法是不是能行。
I doubt if this method will work.
那我在这里怀疑。
When I doubt,
你在那里坚持。
And then you try to hold firm to what you see. Then argument comes about.
但弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers, sisters.
怎么这样向我们说话？
The Lord speaks to us like that.
那我们怎么能答应神这些话呢？
How can we respond to the words of God?
那按照天然，没有一个人可以。
According to natural state, no one can.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
现在神圣灵不是像一般人说话。
The Holy Spirit is not speaking to just some general people.
圣灵是向神的儿女说话。
But he's speaking to the children of God.
既然是神的儿女，
Since it's children of God,
他们都是有神生命的。
They have the life of God.
那因此，在凭借着神的生命来活，
Therefore, by the life of God, they live.
人就能答应神的要求。
Men can respond and accept God's
requirement. 如果不凭着神的生命来活，
If we do not live according to God's life,
人就绝对没有可能去答应神的要求。
The man has no way to respond to God's asking.
那因此当神的话在那里说，我叫男人无愤怒无争论。
Therefore, when God's word says, I will therefore man without wrath and doubting, not or argument.
那也就是提醒属神的人。
To remind those who belong to God.
按照我们的天然，我们不能。
According to our natural state, we cannot.
但是我们按着神的生命来进入生活。
But as we base it on the life of God to enter into
living, 那在人看来不可能的事情就成为可能。
And those we see are impossible becomes possible.
因为在底下
，What follows
就立刻指出能无愤怒、无争论的那个路是怎么走。
Because we see how God point out the path that we can do, which is without wrath and argument.
因为第八节整节是一个完整的意思。
Because verse 8 itself is a total meaning in itself.
不是停留在无愤怒无争论的这一个地这一个事上。
It doesn't just stop on the matter of without wrath and argument.
整个第八节是一个完整的意思。
The whole of verse 8 is a complete meaning.
无愤怒无争论是要求。
Without wrath and argument is a requirement.
下面所提到的举起圣洁的手随处祷告是这一条路。
And the path is pointed out by praying everywhere, lifting up holy hands.
或者说是那一个完成无愤怒无争论的那一个方法。
That is the method of the way that men can take without wrath and argument.
我们还没有看见举起圣洁的手以前。
Before we look into lifting up holy hands,
我们先要澄清一个事实。
And we must first make clear about one thing.
这里在字句上说得很清楚。
The words itself, very clear.
我愿男人无愤怒无争论。
I will that men are without wrath and doubt.An argument?
那假如我是一个女人。
For instance, if I'm a woman.
那我就振振有词说，我可以愤怒， 我也可以争论。
Then I can boast myself that I can have wrath and I can have argument.
是不是这样呢？
Is that true?
当然不是。
Of course not.
但是你说字句里面明明是指着这个，是男人的自己，这几句话是为了男人讲的。
But you point out that here is speaking to men or masculine.
不错，在字面上是指着男人来讲的。
It's true that the word is pointing to men.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你必须要注意一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, you must pay attention to one thing.
这是指着男人的最大的缺陷那个点上来讲的。
And this is pointing to the greatest lack that man has.
但却不是说女人可以例外。
But it's not to make an exception for women.
在那个一般性的原则里边，都是在这一个话的提醒里头。
General principle lies in the reminder of the verse.
但是男人却是特别在这一点上受提醒。
But it's men who are especially reminded upon this point.
正如在底下提到对女人说话的时候，那里面的原则一样适用在男人的身上。
And just like what follows is talking about women, the principle there also applies to men.
只是当神说话的时候，是对着男人的最脆弱的那个、最缺陷的那个点，对着女人最缺陷的那个点来说话。
But when God speaks, God speaks to men, it's pointing to their greatest lack, and when it's women, it's pointing to their greatest lack.
那我们就看了，怎么能可以无愤怒、无争论
？So we look at how is it that there is about wrath and argument?
圣经接下去就说，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Holy Spirit says men should pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands.
那在这一件事上面
，in this thing，
给我们看到。有几点
Let us see several points.
第一
The first one
你需要祷告
You need to pray.
上文就说我劝你第 一要为万人恳求祷告代求诸谢
The context tells us that we need to make supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks for men.
提出来祷告
And here praying is mentioned again.
那为什么要祷告呢
Why do we need to pray?
这是第一点我们要留心的。
This is the first point we need to pay attention to.
那祷告是一个什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of praying?
从最基本的那个认识上面来说，祷告就是我们与神谈话。
In the most fundamental, meaning is our conversation with God.
属灵一点就是我们与神交通。
If it's more spiritual, this is our fellowship or sharing with God.
如果更实际一点的，祷告乃是表达我们向神的信任和依靠。
To be more practical, this is our trust and our depending on God.
但是问题在这里。
But the issue is here.
你为什么要依靠神？
Why do you need to depend on God?
你为什么要信托神呢？
Why do you need to put your trust in God?
你为什么要和神谈话呢？
And why do you need to speak to God?
当我们多问几个为什么的时候，
When we ask these whys,
我们就发觉，
Then we find out,
我们这个人在神面前是一无所有。
We have nothing before God.
我们在神面前是带着许多许多的缺陷。
We bring many lackings.
需要力量，我们没有力量。
We want strength, but we have none.
需要温柔的时候，我们没有温柔。
We want gentleness, but we have none.
需要热心的时候，我们却是冰冷。
We want fervency, but we are cold.
需要与人表同情的时候，我们里头也是冰冷。
We need to have sympathy to others, but we are cold towards them.
而需要在神面前大发热心的时候，我们一点劲都发不出来。
When we want to have fervency towards God, then we do not have any energy.
我们就看到这个事实。
We see one fact.
在神面前，我们确实是一无所有。
Before God, there is nothing that we have.
因此，如果我能显明什么属灵的事实
，If whatever spiritual matters that we can reveal,
只有神在我身上有作工的地步，我才有可能显明。
Only when God has a place to work within us can we reveal spiritual reality.
那因此我们就祷告。
Therefore we pray.
我们就到神面前 跟神说。
We come to God and say to him,
神啊，我什么都没有。
God, I have nothing.
我现在的指望就是在乎你。
My hope is in you.
我的捆绑很结实。
My bondage is heavy upon me.
我要脱出这个捆绑，我没有力气。
I have no way to get out of this bondage.
主，如果我能脱离这个捆绑，也只有你伸出手来的时候，我才有。
If I can be rid of this bondage, it's only by your help.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
这几天我碰到一个姊妹。
These few days I come upon a sister.
她知道自己的需要。
She knew her own needs.
但是她就没有办法能从她的困苦的里头脱得出来。
But she has no way to get herself out of her sufferings.
原因在什么地方呢？
And what is the reason of that?
很隐藏的。
Very hidden.
在这个姊妹心思的里面，一直觉得我有把握。
The heart of this sister feels that she has the confidence.
当她没有把握的时候，在很隐藏的心思的里面，她还是觉得我有把握。
But at the time when she has no confidence, very deep inside of her, she's still saying she has confidence.
虽然她说话说我什么都不能了。
But even though she says that I cannot do anything.
但是隐藏在她心思里头的，她还是觉得我还可以。
But hidden in her heart, she would still say I can.
啊，这个光景实在是叫她受了许许多多的苦。
This day indeed caused her to suffer much.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
当神给我们看见，祷告是我们。在神面前的一个权利的时候
When God let us see that praying is a privilege that God has given to us
这个权利是根据什么
What is this privilege based on?
这个权利不是根据神会听我们祷告
This privilege is not based on that God will listen to our prayer
神听我们祷告这个是没有难处的
There's no problem about God listening to our prayer
但是真正的难处在什么地方
But what is the real difficulty?
我们觉得我们不需要祷告
We feel that we do not need to pray.
因为我们觉得祷告也是这样，不祷告也是这样，反正我是要靠着自己来面对一切。
Because we feel that praying, not praying will not change anything. I have to depend on myself.
我们有些时候甚至是面对着，用着自己去面对一切事的时候，在属灵的知识上还告诉自己说我不靠自己。
When we want to face everything by ourselves, deep inside of us spiritually, we still feel that we can depend on ourselves.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不回到我们在救恩的入门的时候，我们是怎么进来的
？But just remember how you came through the door when you first received salvation.
我们刚读完提摩太书，刚读完加拉太书，前阵子读过加拉太书。
And we have read Galatians a while back.
在加拉太书的里头，有相当的部分很明确的在那里说出。恩典
In Galatians, you see that many portions talk about grace.
我们是凭恩典入门的。
By grace, we enter in.
什么叫做恩典
？What is grace?
许多的时候，我们的确对恩典似懂非懂。
Many times, it seems we know grace, but we do not actually know grace.
我们会说神的恩典。
We can talk about the grace of God.
但事实上，我们真的是不知道什么叫做恩典。
But in fact, we do not know really what is grace.
在人的心思里
，in the heart of man，
总是觉得我做好我这一份，神就用恩典来还报我们。
Man still thinks that if I do my portion well, then God will reward me with grace.
我不是说我们需要做的，我们不必做。
I'm not telling you that we do not need to do what we have to do in our living.
我们需要做的，我们还是要做。
What we need to do, we still need to do those.
但是问题在什么地方？
But what is the problem?
我们不是靠我们所做的。
We're not depending on what we do.
如果我们以为说我已经做了这么许多，神不能不怜悯我。
If we think to ourselves that we have done so much, God cannot but show grace upon me.
弟兄姊妹，你不提怜悯还好。
Brothers, if you do not mention grace, if you do not mention about mercy, when you talk about mercy and grace, you come upon a fact.
在人界边什么都没有。
that there is nothing on the side of man. Because there's nothing, then he needs grace.
因为没有才需要怜悯.
Because there's nothing, he needs mercy.
如果有, 就不需要怜悯.
But if man has all that, he does not need that.
如果我能, 我就不需要同情.
If man is able, he does not need sympathy.
但是神给我们看见,
but God let us see,
我们都没有.
We have none of those.
我们只能看见
We can only see the mercy of God. We thank the Lord.
主提醒我们进到一些我们本来不可能的属灵的光景里.
The Lord reminds us to enter into the spiritual condition that we could not.
头一件事情,
the first thing,
你祷告,
you need to pray.
不是许, 神的儿女们不知道祷告这回事.
It's not that the children of God does not know about prayer.
但是太多神的儿女只知道有祷告这件事情, 却不实际地相信祷告所发出的果效.
But many children of God just know the matter of prayer, but they do not understand what prayer can bring about.
不信的人, 那不能怪他们.
Those who are unbelievers, we cannot rebuke them.
因为他们只以为这只不过就是 这些是有宗教信仰的人的他们一些宗教疑问,
they would just feel that these are traditions to the religious people.
但是我们有主生命的人经历过主的人,
but we have the life of Christ and experienced him.
我们知道我们的神做工, 就什么难处都不能存留.
We know that when God works, nothing impossible stands beside him.
但是问题在什么地方, 以致神好像没有显出他做工.
But what is the problem that occurs when it seems like God is not working?
乃是在人没有让神有路做工.
It's because man does not give God the way to work.
这个事实常常是表达在我们对祷告并不那么信任.
And now this can be shown by prayer, how many times what we
lack prayer.
In truth of God, there are two extremes. One thing is, truth of God sees prayer as a pill that cures everything. Doesn't matter what it is, if you pray, then that will be solved.
我们承认祷告能解决问题.
We know that prayer can solve problems.
但是我们不敢说祷告一定能解决问题.
But we cannot say that with prayer will definitely solve the problem.
为什么这样说呢?
Why do we say that?
你不相信神的大能吗?
Do you believe in God's power?
当然我们相信神的大能.
Of course you believe in His power.
但是我们的祷告 必须是祷告在神的心思里.
But a prayer must be within God's own heart and desire.
你不祷告在神的心思里, 你不能勉强神去做神不要做的事.
If you do not pray in the heart of God, then you cannot force God to do that.
但是有一些神的儿女他不跑这个一个极端.
But some children of God, they have come to this extreme.
不管什么你反正祷告, 你祷告就可以了.
No matter what, you pray and that's all you can do.
这是一个极端.
This is an extreme.
另外的一个极端呢?
Another extreme,
就是把祷告看作是一个属灵生活上的点点滴滴.
Is to see prayer as some bits and pieces in spiritual living.
而没有相信神儿女们的祷告可以摇动
and not seeing that the prayer of children of God can shake what God needs to do.
弟兄姊妹,
if we can truly pray under the will of God,
神不能不做工的,
God cannot but work.
弟兄姊妹,
we remember
地上有两三个人祷告向神求什么,
and when two or three pray on the earth and whatever they ask of God,
主的应许是说, 神必应允,
the answer, the promise that God gave is God will answer the prayer.
那既然我们的主有这样的一个应许,
since our Lord has this promise,
是祷告的带出果效, 一点都不稀奇,
It's not too amazing that prayer is said to bring out a result.
你是不是祷告在神的旨意？
But the issue lies in, are you praying in the will of God?
是不是祷告，在祷告的里面承认我没有什么可以在神面前给神纪念的？
That in prayer you confess that there is nothing in me that can be remembered by God.
只有仰望神的怜悯来纪念我。
But only to look to God's mercy to remember me.
那弟兄姊妹，你看祷告这两个字，好像是那么简单，对我们来说又是那么的熟悉。
But you see, praying itself is so familiar to us.
但是你真摸到祷告里面去的时候，我们就看到这个属灵的功课里头那个内容是何等的丰富。
But you really look into praying itself, then you see how rich and deep that is.
那另外一点要留意的。
Another point we need to look at.
在什么地方祷告呢？
Where do we pray?
这里说是随处。
It says here everywhere.
这个是第二个我们要留意的。
This is the second point we need to look at.
我们感谢神，因为祷告是一个人与神的交通。
We thank God that prayer is a fellowship between God and man.
这个交通不是凭借着任何的仪文。
This fellowship is not based on any tradition.
也不是凭借着一些特殊的人做媒介。
It's not by some special people using as the means.
更不是要借着在一个固定的地点才有祷告的可能。
And it's not a particular place that this prayer can have effect.
都不是。
These are not.
因为祷告是一个属灵的交通。
Because prayer is a spiritual fellowship.
是生命里面的交通。
It's a fellowship within life.
是神与人在灵里头相遇的一个实际。
It's the reality when God and man touched in spirit.
既然是在灵里面进行的。
And it's something that happened in the spirit.
那就没有任何的人事物可以给他限制。
And no people, matters, and things can restrain it.
所以圣经的话就说得那么清楚。
So the word of God tells us so clearly.
随处祷告。
To pray everywhere.
随时祷告，随处祷告。
To pray whenever and wherever.
因为祷告是在生命里面显出了。
Because
功用来的。
Because prayer reveals its effect in life.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
许多时候我们常常有这样的一个误导。Misunderstanding.
Sometimes we have this kind of misunderstanding.
我们不是说那个事情完全不准确。
We're not saying that it is totally incorrect.
但是过分强调那一点就会把我们带到不准确。
But if you stress it too much, then we'll bring us into inaccuracy.
当然，如果条件许可，我们巴不得能有一个安静的时间、安静的地点，我们很坦然的与主有交通。
But if we have these conditions, then we'll want to have a quiet time, a quiet place where we could carry on praying.
但是过分强调这一个。
But if we stress this too much,
那就把人带到一种光景，好像非要特殊的时间、特定的环境，他就不能祷告。
You bring man into the point of thinking without a place, a good place and a good time where he is quiet and restful, that he could pray. You bring him into a misunderstanding.
弟兄姊妹们，不是这样的。
But sisters, this is not the case.
我们晓得我们祷告那个对象是神自己。
We know that the object of a prayer is God.
从时间上面来说，他是从永远到永远的。
In time, we see that he is from eternity past to eternity future.
从空间来说，他是充满万有的。
In space, we see that he fills all in all.
而不管你在什么时候，也不管你在什么地点。
No matter where you pray or when you pray,
我们的神都在。
Our God will be there.
你里面的灵一动。和神就马上接上交通。
When the spirit within you moves, then you have fellowship with God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这里就提醒我们说，随处祷告。
It tells us here that we can pray everywhere.
不受环境限制的祷告。
A prayer that's not limited by the environment.
也不受时间限制的祷告。
A prayer without limit by time.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常宝贝的功课。
This is a very precious lesson.
有好多弟兄姊妹们读过《与神同行》的那一本书。
Many brothers have read about the book on walking with God. The walk with God.
那这一本书里面就说到那一个弟兄他的祷告的生活。
In this book, it talks about the brother's prayer life.
你是在看见这一个弟兄，他实在是随时随事随在，他一直在祷告的。
And you would see that this brother whenever and at any time that he would pray.
他把他的祷告生活调在他日常的生活里。
His prayer life is intermingled with his daily living.
如果你看过他的这一本书，你就晓得他是如何来实行他祷告的生活。
If you read his book, you know how he acts on his prayer life.
他做厨子的。
He was a cook.
那所以常常烧火。
So many times he's cooking things.
他每次烧火的时候。
And when he's cooking,
他在神面前的祷告也就出来。
The prayer comes from him.
神啊。
God.
叫我心里火热，像火燃起来一样，在你的面前。
May my heart be lit with fire just as the fire here is, you can see that's cooking.
那他要洗衣服啊。
When he is washing,the clothes.
不一定洗衣服，反正常常要洗了啊，洗手也好，洗衣服也好，是洗什么都好。
No matter what, he washes with the hands or clothes.
你看他一边做的时候，他里面的祷告就出来了。
And as he do this, the prayer comes from within.
主啊，叫我常常在你里面得洁净。
Lord, may I be cleansed always before you.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。这个地方实在摸到那个祷告的秘诀。
Brother says, this brother touched upon the key to prayer.
特别是随处祷告的秘诀。
Especially the secret about praying everywhere.
我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣灵不仅是提醒，不要愤怒，不要争论。
Not only the Spirit reminds us not to have wrath and argument.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But sisters,
你留意到，如果人的心思和意念常常停留在主的面前，
if you notice, if the heart and the will of God is always set upon God,
常常停留在主的光中，
and always in the light of God,
你怎么愤怒得起来？
How can you have wrath?
你怎么能争论起来？
And how can you have arguments?
你觉得这些本来是觉得非要争不可的东西，来到主的面光的底下，都一点意义，一点价值都没有。
When you see these things that people argue about, when you come before God, these things would all be without value.
那还有什么好争呢？
And so what's good to argue about?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是随处祷告所给我们的一点光。
This is some light that praying everywhere gives to us. The second point.
那第三点呢？
Was that now the third point?
就和你怎么能随处祷告。
And this is how you can pray everywhere.
我们能随处祷告。
We can pray everywhere.
必须是和神中间没有间隔。
There must be no blockage between you and God.
如果我们和神中间有间隔。
If there's a hindrance between you and God.
那就祷告不上来了。
Then you cannot be able to pray.
你可以有祷告的动作。
You can have the movement of praying.
但是可能有祷告的畅通。
But you cannot have the free flow in prayer.
说得更准确一点，根本就没有祷告的实际。
To put it more clearly, you don't have the reality of praying.
只有一个样在那里。
You only have the outward.
但是却没有实际。
Action, but there is no reality.
那所以，我要维持在神面前那个交通，不受拦阻。
Therefore, to keep the fellowship with God without hindrance,
就是这里所提到的，你要举起圣洁的手。
And that is what is mentioned here. You have to lift up holy hands.
犹太人的习惯，他们祷告都是举起手来。
The custom of the Jews is when they pray, they lift up their hands.
现在回教徒祷告，他们也是举起手来。
Now the Muslims, when they pray, they also lift up their hands.
但是主的话在这里，不是叫我们留意举手这个动作。
But the word of the Lord is not for us just to pay attention to lifting up the hands.
乃是叫我们留意你举起来的是什么手。
And but to notice what kind of hands are we lifting up?
如果你光是举手，每一个人都有一双手，你都谁都可以举起来。
If you just lift your hands, everyone has a pair of hands, hands, so they could lift it up.
但是问题在这里。
But the issue is.
你那个手举起来的时候，神看见你手里头的是什么？
When you lift up your hands, what does God see in your hands?
如果我们手举起来，神看我们的手里面所有的东西，都是他看为可憎的。
If when you lift up your hand, what God sees in your hands are things that He is despising?
那弟兄姊妹们，这样的举手一点意思都没有。
Then there's no meaning to this lifting up of your hands.
手可以举起来，但是这个举手并不带进交通。
Your hands are lifted, but it does not bring you into the fellowship.
能带进交通的不是一个举手的动作。
What brings you to fellowship is not the action of lifting up the hands.
而是举起来的手是圣洁的手。
But when you lift up your hands, the hands are holy before God.
是我们能把我们在神面前是洁净的。
And we can be cleansed before God.
神看我们没有带着不洁的。
And God sees us without something unclean.
那这样那个祷告的交通就发生了。
And then the fellowship would occur.
但是每次我和弟兄姊妹们读到圣洁这一件事的时候，
But whenever I speak to brothers with regards to holiness,
我没有办法不和弟兄姊妹们翻来覆去来提到这里头的那一个要求。
I cannot but and try to share about the requirement that is spoken of here.
我总是感觉我们中文圣经把这一个神圣呢常常把它翻成圣洁，那是一个折扣。
And I feel,
因为在神的话一说出那个神圣的时候
，because when the word of God talks about piety,
里面是包括洁净
，includes cleanliness within，
但是并不等于就是洁净
，but it does not it's just being clean。
我们必须注意什么叫做圣神圣。
And let us want to look at what does it mean by pious or piety.
那神圣就是神自己的发表。
Piety means it's God's own revealing.
神圣就是一面也说出像神。
And piety also says that it is like God.
那不管是神的发表也好，像神也好。
Does not matter is what God is revealing or is like God.
神的发表好像是丰富一点。
God's revealing seems to be more abundant.
像神就好像没有那么丰富。
Like God himself seems to be less abundant.
但是我们不要去先去计较那个程度的问题。
But do not first take account into the degree of importance.
我们必须要先注意的，我们究竟有没有这样的一个性质的问题。
But first let's notice, do we have this quality?In essence,
神所留意的是留意我们在他面前那个值。
And God, what God wants us to look at is the quality that we have within.
所以在这里说举起手，不仅是一个洁净的手，并且是一个像神的手。
So when you lift up the hands, it's not only hands that are clean, but hands that are towards God.
或者说是表明神自己的手。
Or hands that would reveal God Himself.
说到表明神的自己
When we talk about to manifest God himself
那就不是这个手的问题
It's not the matter of the hands
是这个人的问题
But it's the problem of the man himself
这个人在神面前对了
When the man is right before God
他举起的手来就是一个对的手
The hands he lifts up will be something that's right
这个人在神面前像神
If a man is towards God
他举起的手来就有像神的味道
And then the hands that lifted up would have the taste of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到，
在第八节 ，in verse 8，
提出一个要求，无愤怒， 无争论。
It mentions a requirement that is meant without wrath and argument.
但是你怎么能达到这个地步呢？
How can you reach this state?
你看到底下的时候，你就发觉。
If you look after that, you see.
神不是单单要求我们生活里头不出现这种光景。
God is not just asking in our living that these two things does not occur.
神乃是要求神的儿女们受带领到一个地步，活在神的眼中做一个对的人。
But God is requiring man to live under God to the state that he be one that God wants.
因为只有一个对的人才会依靠神。
Because only one who is right before God can be used by God.
才会仰望神。
He will look to God.
才会单一的拣选神。
Will seek God solely.
那然后我们接下去看第九节。
If we look on to verse 9.
第九节一直下来就讲了好多的话，都是好像对着姊妹来讲。
And now verse 9 talks about several things that are seemingly towards women.
当然我们刚才也提到了，这个是从姊妹的比较脆弱这个点上来说话，但是不是等于单单对女人对姊妹讲话。
Of course, I just shared before that this is speaking to the weaker side of women, but it's not just speaking to women alone.
然后我们留意，说又要女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法黄金珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety,not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array.
这些话是说到外面的问题。
Now, these things pointing to external things.
一般人都这样讲。
Generally, people say,
爱美是人的天性。
Men loves to look good.
尤其是女人对美的要求更高。更多
and women have special requirements upon themselves in regards to beauty.
但是一个问题在这里。
But the issue is here.
人一般的心思所说到的美都是外面的。
The beauty that man thinks in his mind are external things.
在美国很容易碰到这种情形。
In the U.S., you can easily come upon.
你穿一个新衣服啊。
When you wear some new clothing,
碰见的人都说。Beautiful.
And people you come upon will say that you are beautiful. Very nice. And many, many other comments.
贵不贵？
Is that expensive where you bought it?
是不是，只有那么一件？
Is there only this kind?
One?
Only one? I would like to have this too.
当然这个不一定是，不完全是这样的。
Of course, this may not be the exact case.
但是你总看到。
But you will see.
这许许多多的表达都是说到外面的。
All these representations are external.
哎呀，这个颜色真好啊。
The color is good.
这个料子真名贵啊。
The material, the fabric is very expensive.
哇，这个款式真是很有看头啊。
The style is very modern.
那丢之后你看到这个，常常你碰到这种光景。
Many times you come upon this kind of situation.
是这个话本来好像只是女人们常讲的话。
And these are seemingly what women like to talk about all the time.
但是你看到许多在男人中间也都是这样。
Then you see amongst men, they also talk about this too.
你看这许多的男人从前是不会带镜子，不会带梳子在身上的。
You see that before men would not bring mirrors or comb.
那现在你看到许多男人都有这些东西配备在他的公司包包里。
But now you see men will have these accessories in their briefcase.
那我们承认爱美是人的天性。
And we admit that the love of beauty is a nature of men.
我们先不管那个美的标准是在哪里。
First, we're going to look at the standard of beauty. We just want to talk about beauty, this concept.
但是一个非常非常普遍的情形，人看美只是看外面。
The very common condition is that when man looks at beauty, is external.
你看在这里提到一大堆的话，都是说到外面的。
You see all these words are pointing to external things.
衣裳要正派啊。
And you have modest apparel.
编法啊，黄金啊，珍珠啊，贵价的衣裳啊，那么这些都是外面的。
Braided hair, gold, pearls, costly array, these are all external things.
那这些东西美不美呢？
Are these things beautiful?
那在人的眼中有它一定的美。
In the eyes of men, they have the degree of beauty.
但是一个活在神面前的。
But one who lives before God,
一个在神的光里面来走过的人。
One who has walked under the light of God,
谁所注意的就不是注意你外面是怎么样。
God does not notice your external features.
所以你看第九节一开始，我又又怨女人廉耻自守。
And so the beginning of verse 9, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel.
这个就不是外面的东西了。
Now this is not something that's on the outside.
这个是里面的东西了。
When you talk about with sobriety and shamefacedness,
如果你穿得非常非常的漂亮，但是没有廉耻，那这个就一点意思和价值都没有。
But if you wear something very beautiful outside, but you do not have modesty from within, then that's nothing.
你打扮得非常非常的美，可是一开口就是粗话。
If you dress yourself very nice, but you have a lot of bad words to say.
前几十年不是有一个改编自一本很有名的小说的电影叫做苗条淑女吗？
Several decades ago, isn't there a movie that was from a novel turned into a movie? It's called My Fair Lady.
就是那个故事的内容是什么
？What is the content of that movie?
那个故事内容不就是外面装扮的非常非常的露丝
fashion. The content of the movie is about dressing up in a very fashionable way.
但是就不能开口。
But one cannot open up his mouth.
你一开口，那个本相就露出来。
But when one speaks, then your nature will flow out.
啊，都是粗话。
And it's all these harsh words.
但是神在这里给我们看到，他所注意的是人里面的那种光景。
But what God let us see here is noticing what's inside of man.
特别是提到姊妹们在神面前的学习。
Especially the lessons women learn or the sisters learn before God.
不是说你不能有外面的装饰。
It's not saying that you cannot have any outward apparel.
这里的话不是说不许你用这些做装饰。
And this person is not saying that you cannot use this to adorn yourself.
这里乃是说你不需要根据这些来做装饰，甚至说你非要有这些，你才能有装饰。
It's saying that you do not need to have these to adorn yourself, or to the point that you have to have these to wear, then that's considered your apparel.
当然，你做这些没有，不是说你就是做的不对。
Of course, when you do this, doesn't mean that you are wrong.
但是你以为没有这些你就不能活，这就不对了。
But you feel that without these you cannot live, then that's wrong.
那所以主的话就把人带到深处。
And therefore the word of God leads man into the depths.
开头就说廉耻自守。
And in the beginning it says to have modesty and sobriety.
接下去就说必须要有善行。
And it also continues to say that you have to have good works.
他说这样你才与你那一个身份相称。
And then you will be walking in a manner that's worthy of who you are.
你说你是一个敬畏神的人。
You say that you are a woman who worship God.
从什么地方来显明你是敬畏神的人呢？
From where do you manifest that you have godliness?
不是从你外面的那个表现。来 表达出这一个事实。
It is not from your external action that can manifest this,
而是从人的里面来显露这个事实。
But it's from the inside of man that this fact can be revealed.
那所以我们看到，神一直把神儿女们在生活上的操练是带回里面的那一个实际的光景。
So we see how God wants to bring the daily discipline of children of God back into looking at the inner parts.
那所以就提到，接下去更进一步的，女人要很安静的去学习真道。
And so continuing on, the sisters have to learn in verse 11, let the women learn in silence before subjection.
学习顺服。
To learn subjection.
那在这里我们先要留意了。
But here we need to look at this.
我们看到主的话带领到这里的，说到这里的时候，就让属神的人去学习一个守地位的功课。
When the word of God approaches here, is to let those who are spiritual learn the lesson to keep themselves in God.
In the right position.
In the right position.
我们必须学习站在对的地位上来活。
We need to learn how to stand in the right position.
什么叫做对的地位呢？
And what does it mean by the right position?
这个对的地位是根据什么呢?
And what is this right position based on?
那在这里只是看见人中间的生活。
And here we only see the living of men.
但是我们透过在人中间的生活，是接触到那个属灵的实际。
But through the living of men, we can come upon the spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹都知道，人在神面前最大的一个难处就是不肯守地位。
We know the greatest difficulty that man has before God is they cannot keep their position before God.
不肯承认神是神。
They do not confess that God is God.
就算是肯承认神是神，也不肯接受神的权柄。
Even if they can confess that God is God, they cannot receive the authority from God.
承认神是神，已经是人中间的一个不太容易的事。
Confessing God is God is something that is not so easy amongst men.
那承认神是神，但是又不肯接受神的权柄，又确实是神儿女中间很大很大的难处。
Confessing God is God but cannot receive authority from God is a very great difficulty amongst the children of God.
但是主的话就在这提醒我。
But the word of the Lord tells us here,
要学习站在一个对的地位来生活。
To learn to live in a right position before God.
在这里特别提到姊妹们要沉静地学真道。
And it talks about let the women learn in silence.
这个翻译是广东话的翻译，一味的顺服。
And this in Chinese is actually translated in Cantonese terms too. But English is with all subjection.
就是说一味，就是说你什么都不能有，只能有这一味。
And in Chinese it means that you can have nothing.
只有这一样。
In Chinese it means you can have nothing else but have only this.
这是广东话。
This is Cantonese.
你只能学习顺服。
You can only learn to subject.
你不可以在顺服这个事情以外再做什么。
You cannot do anything outside of subjection.
当然这里并不是真的是这样说。
Of course, this is not exactly telling us.
但是这里确实是指出我们最大的缺陷就是不肯接受神的传言。
But it points out a greatest lack that we have is not to receive or subject ourselves to God.
那因此对神的儿女们来说是很严肃的指出这个事实。
So it's very solemn pointing out to the children of God.
原谅我这样说。
Forgive me if I say.
一般说来，
Generally speaking,
姊妹是比弟兄小心眼一点的。
Sisters are more meticulous than brothers.
那所以在这一个在这里所提到的事上面就容易出毛病。
So in upon this matter, it's very easy for us to misguided. And so upon this weak point, God especially wants to speak to the sisters.
让他们知道如何站在一个对的地位上来学属灵的功课。
So they know how to stand in the right position to learn spiritual lessons.
因为这个话一接下去的时候啊，就引出很多的辩论。
And because as the words continue on, there will be many debates.
因为我们接上去看十二节的时候，那就看出一些辩论出来了。
Because starting from verse 12, there are things that we can debate about.
因为十二节就说
Because verse 12 says,
如果跟着十一节的话就说，女人该沉静学道，一味的顺服，我就不许女人讲道，也不许她撒管男人，只要沉静。
Following from verse 11, we read, Let the woman learn in silence before subjection. Better suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
你说十一节说沉静，十二节也说沉静，那当然是指着一件事情了。
But you say in verse 11, learn in silence, and in verse 12, be in silence, is pointing out to the same thing.
当然是指着一件事情。
And of course, it's pointing to one thing.
但是这件事情是什么呢？
But what is this thing?
过去在教会里边就有一些弟兄姊妹们，根据这里就提出一些主张。
In the past, in the church, the brothers and sisters have their own ideas, when they read to hear.
那个主张就是说，姊妹不能讲道。
And what they, the thoughts that they have is that women cannot preach.
这里也是这样说。
Here it says that also.
但是问题来了。
But the issue comes.
姊妹能不能讲道？
Can the women teach?
照这里的字面来说，不能。
On the surface, or the words themselves, it says they can't.
但是我们读到哥林多前书第十一章说到姊妹蒙头的时候，
But when we read to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 about women and head covering,
那里和这里一连起来就发生难处了。
When we try to connect those verses with these verses, we have some difficulty.
林前十一章那里说，姊妹如果讲道或是祷告，若不蒙着头。
In 1 Corinthians 11, when women prophesy or pray, if they do not have head covering,
那就等剃，就剃了头了。
And they should shave off their hair.
因为这样就羞辱他的头了。
But that would shame the head.
那丢姊妹们。
Brothers,
如果姊妹们不能讲道，
If the women cannot teach,
那是林前十一章说的话是什么意思呢？
Then what is the meaning in 1 Corinthians chapter 11?
如果姊妹不能讲道，林前十一章就没有意义。
If women cannot teach, then 1 Corinthians chapter 11 would have no meaning.
但是你说姊妹能讲道，那提摩太前书这里又怎么说呢？
But when you say women can teach, then what about here in 1 Timothy chapter 2?
这里不是明明说我不许女人讲道吗？
So does it say clearly here that women not allowed to teach?
如果你又连到哥林多前书十四章那里去说，女人在会中讲话原是可耻的。
If you link back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when women speak in the assembly, then it's shameful.
既然是这样。
If it's like that,
那林前十一章又说，女人讲道和祷告如果蒙着头，那是什么意思呢？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, when it says when women pray or prophesy, she covers her head, what does that mean?
那所以在关于这一点，在过去神的家中就有了好些的不同的主张。
And because of this, in the past, in the household of God, people have many different ways of viewing this.
有人说姊妹可以讲道。
Some will say that women can teach.
有些弟兄说姊妹不能讲道。
Some brothers will say women cannot, sisters cannot teach.
究竟能还是不能？
So is it that they can or they cannot?
我个人的领会。
My own understanding about this.
姊妹可以讲道，但是不一定要讲。
Women can teach, but they do not have to teach.
这是怎么说呢？
And how do I say this?
因为林前十一章那里说到，姊妹蒙头，他们就可以 讲到。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, when women cover their heads, she can prophesy.
但是这个但因为是蒙头。
But because it's covering her head.
所以有弟兄在的时候，姊妹们就学习退下来。
But when brothers are around, the sisters learn to be in subjection to them.
不要强制出头。
And do not try to stand out on themselves.
让弟兄在教会里面学习显明基督是头。
To let brothers manifest that Christ is the head in the church.
姊妹就学习安静下来，表达教会在神面前的光景。
And sisters learn to be in silence to represent the lessons the church has to learn before God.
但是这并不等于说姊妹不能讲道。
But does not mean that sisters cannot teach.
如果完全没有弟兄在的时候，姊妹还是要讲。
Yes, there are no brothers around, then sisters have to teach.
如果没有有话语恩赐的弟兄在，而姊妹有话语的恩赐，姊妹还是要接上去的。
But if there's no brother who has this gift of teaching and a sister has, then she has to carry on the teaching.
但是如果有恩赐的弟兄在，那姊妹就不要要求使用他的这一份恩赐。
But if there's a brother there who has the gift of teaching, then the sister does not stress the use of her gift.
但是十二节这里明明说我不许女人讲道，那这话怎么说呢？
But in first 12, when it says I suffer not a woman to teach, how do we explain that?
林前十四章就说女人在会中讲话时是可耻的，那又是什么怎么说呢？
And in first Corinthians chapter 14, when it's shameful for women to speak up in the assembly, what do we say about it?
那林前十四章的我今天晚上是不碰它。
And I do not want to touch first Corinthians chapter 14 tonight.
我只是把十二节这里的那一个原来的那个意思来交通一下。
But let's just share upon the original meaning of verse 12 here.
原来十二节这里不是说到在聚会中的讲道。
Original meaning in verse 12 is not talking about the teaching in the gathering in the church.
这个讲道是我们中文翻译的时候给人的一个错觉。
And this is a misunderstanding in the translation, Chinese translation that's given to men.
因为从上文和下文，你一直看见，这不是在教会聚会中发生的事情。
Because from the context, we find out that this is not something that takes place in the church gathering.
而是在日常生活里边所发生的事情。
But these are things which occur in the daily living.
我们不能说上头的都是讲的日常的生活了，就是单单这一句就是叫聚会里面的光景。
And we cannot say that before it's talking about the daily living, and then when we come to this verse, it's talking about the church's condition.
然后我们从上上文我们就看到这一个。
From the context of the verses, we can say this.
如果我们回到圣经原来那个意思。
If we go back to the original meaning,
the scripture. 这里不是说到讲道的问题。
It's not talking about the matter of teaching.
这里是说到教导的问题。It's
not about preaching rather, but the teaching.
那并说这就是说到姊妹在日常生活里头，他们该学习如何守住自己的地位。
And that in the daily living, how the sisters need to learn how to keep the right position.
不要做头。
Do not try to be the head.
不要去教训人。
Do not discipline others, teach others.
也不要去辖管人。
And do not put others under your suggestion.
那如果我们把这个话接连上来读，我们就读出这个意思。
If we just read these verses together like that, then we'll find out the meaning.
因为在圣经原来并没有这个两个短句在这里。That's a phrase.
Because in the original, the Bible does not have these two phrases here.
那只是一个完整的句子。
It's one complete sentence.
我不许女人教导和管辖男人。
I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the men.
只要沉静。
But to be in silence.
这是学习顺服。你不要去教导人，你说 什么你跟这个这样样子你怎么你非要听我的话不可什么。
This is to learn to have submission. It's not about teaching others what to do.
而在人中间的生活我们常看到这种情形。
In the living of men, we see always about this condition.
但是在神的儿女们中间神确实让我们去学习一个一般人以为是平常的事。
But in children of God, we have to learn things that people commonly look at something very general.
人以为这些都是很平常，都是这个样，都是这个样的。
People think that these things should be like that.
人家还说，如果你听老婆讲话，你一定发达。
Someone would say that if you listen to your wife, then you will be rich.
那些不发达的人都是不听太太的话。
Those who are not rich do not listen to their wife.
那弟兄姊妹们，虽然一般人有这样的说法。
Even though people commonly have this expression,
但神的话确实让我们学习神的心思。
But the word of God wants us to learn about the heart desire of God.
不是学习人的习惯。
Not to learn about man's habits.
因为这样，我们才能在我们日常的生活里边靠近神的目的。
It's only by that in our daily living we can be close to God himself and his will and desire.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为在这些事上面。
Now in these things,
神一直提醒我们。
God continually to remind us,
如果不守地位的话,
if one does not hold his position,
一定要发生难处的。
There has to be some difficulty.
回到人的堕落的那个历史上去。
To go back to the history of the fall of man,
神就说出一个次序来。
God has told us about a sequence.
先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
First Adam was formed, then Eve.
先受引诱的是夏娃，而不是亚当。
First it was Eve who was deceived, but not Adam.
这里面都是有属灵的一些功课在那里。
And there are certain spiritual lessons that we see here.
那我们今天晚上只是轻轻这样点一点这里。
So tonight we just touch upon this
lovely. 我们以后在读的时候，我们才深入一点。
Later on we read this, we can go into depth.
来寻求主说话的意思。
And to seek after the meaning of the Lord's word.
那么现在我很简单的来把刚才我们所读过的这个话来归纳一下。
And so I'd like to make a summary of the things I shared.Just tonight.
头一件事情
The first thing,
神让我们在日常生活中间，无论大事小事，学习仰望神。
That in whether big or small things in daily life, God wants us to learn the lesson to depend on Him, to trust in Him.
第二件事情，我们在日常生活里头去学习爱慕里面的那一个美丽，超过。外面的装饰。
The second thing is for us in our daily living to learn how to see the beauty from inward and not just to see the outward apparel.
说进入一点就是说，我们追求更多的像主，过于外面的一些装扮。
In other words, to seek after, pursuing after the Lord rather than external things.
那第三件事情。
And the third thing.
就是在日常生活里头学习。
That in the daily living, learn how to stand on the position that God has given you.
弟兄也好，姊妹也好，都透过日常的生活，进入实际的顺服的功课了。
Whether sisters or brothers, through the daily living to enter into the lesson of submission that one learns in the living.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
Tonight we'll end here.
因为时间实在不早了。
And we have gone over time.
我们仰望主在余下的日子给我们继续。